And today we're talking to Dick Larson, who's a Share International volunteer. Dick, welcome to Wade's World.
Thank you, Wade. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're going to have to, we were just talking for a minute, you're going to have to tell us first, what is Share International?
Share International is a nonprofit educational organization that is trying to get, it's a worldwide organization, and there are volunteers like me around the world. There's a few thousand of us. And we're trying to get out information to the world about the fact that things are going to turn around, that there's hope in the world, and that part of this hope is a great teacher. We get a great teacher sent to us here on this planet about every 2,000 years or so, and it's been 2,000 years, so it's time for the next great teacher. He won't be a religious teacher. He will be here to help us with getting things back on track, the basics of life.
Fascinating. And, you know, I'm a child of the 60s to some degree, so this has to do something with the age of Aquarius. I remember the songs, Hair, and, you know, Let It Grow, Let Them Show, whatever, but how does this fit in with the age of Aquarius? Or what is the age of Aquarius, Dick?
Well, I'm a child of the 60s, too, and Aquarius is not just about the astrology that you see in the newspapers and magazines for entertainment. It is actually the science of the movement of heavenly bodies in the cosmos. And what happens, our planet and our solar system is surrounded by 12 great constellations. These great, huge heavenly bodies give off tremendous energies, and every 2,000 years or so, we don't sit still. We come into alignment with one of these 12 constellations, and when we do that, we say we are in the age of whatever that constellation is. Now, for the last 2,000 years, we've been in alignment with the great constellation Pisces and have been receiving the energy from Pisces, and two of the primary energies of Pisces are individuality. Man has come out of the herd in the last 2,000 years, and dedication to an ideal, and it's dedication to the ideal of freedom that saved the world in World War I and World War II from being conquered and taken over. So the energies of Pisces have done their job, and now we're moving out of the influence of Pisces and into the influence of Aquarius. The scientists call it the precession of the equinox. And it's the same thing. And so now we're receiving energies right now both from Pisces and from Aquarius. And the primary energies of Aquarius are synthesis and cooperation. So we're going to take the individual now and put them to work for the sake of the group. That's the Aquarian energy. So Aquarian energy supports group action, not individual action. And that's why people marching in the streets can make such a difference right now, is because Aquarian energies support humanity in satisfying our needs. It's going to be a totally different time.
And can we tell when that time is officially here? Because I think we all need to probably get a petition to the White House so that the president realizes we're in a new age as well. If this is going to be a collective time. But is this just a process, or there's a date, or how does it all really work?
Oh, no, it's a process that happens over hundreds of years.
The
Pisces started receding in 1625, and in 1675, we started receiving the energies from Aquarius. So we're now about halfway in and halfway out, and whenever that happens, there's this cross of energies that creates chaos on the planet, and that's what we're going through right now. It's a transition period. Yeah, so there are people that are stuck in the old Piscean ways, the educational system, which isn't working, the healthcare system, which isn't working, the financial system, which isn't working, it's bouncing all over the place, the government, which isn't representing the people like it used to. All of these old systems that have served humanity so well for the last 2,000 years are now collapsing because they were built with Piscean energy, and they can't do anything but collapse because Piscean energy is being withdrawn. So now we need to rebuild those institutions with the energy of cooperation and synthesis working together, less selfishness. So the Pisces has caused all of this separation. The individuality has caused all this separation. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats have never been farther apart. They can't agree on anything. Well, that's the influence of Pisces, which is now on its way out. So there are people who are stuck in the old Piscean ways, and then there are the Aquarian people who see the changes, who just sense it. It's an internal thing. They sense that it shouldn't be this way anymore, that we should make big changes, and those are the people marching in the streets, protecting their rights. It's going to be all about justice and freedom. The Aquarian age is a time when humanity is going to rule the world. The everyday folks like you and I are going to have our way, because if our representatives don't represent us, we'll vote them out. And they'll know that. And so they'll start having to represent us more and more as time goes on. It's a great time. One of God's great rules is great laws is the law of balance, the law of equilibrium. And what that law says, this is according to the ageless wisdom teachings, which are ancient teachings as old as humanity, and they're the basis for my work and for our work at Share International. And the ageless wisdom, it's a philosophy, not a religion. And the law of equilibrium says however bad it's been, that's how good it's going to get. So we have a wonderful time ahead of us. It just doesn't look like it right now.
Well, and it sounds like we may not live to see it. It could take another couple hundred years before we get full head-on total Aquarian, huh?
Well, we'll live to see quite a bit of it. For example, the teacher has been interviewing around the world now. He's in a male body. He's about 6'2". He came into the world in 1977 and has been living in the Asian community outside of London. And this great teacher, you know, the last teacher was Jesus, who brought the teaching of love. Buddha taught the teaching of God's wisdom. Jesus taught the teaching of God's love. Maitreya, the world teacher, the next teacher for humanity, comes to teach us the will of God. And he says that humanity has now advanced to a point where we're ready to really sincerely start doing God's will, and it's time that we know what that is in greater detail. And he comes to teach that. So this is a time.
But this is not a religion?
No, not a religion at all. He doesn't come to start a religion. All the world's great religions are expecting their next great teacher at about this time, except the Christians. The Christians think that Christ is going to come at the end of the world, and that'll be it. But actually, the Christians are looking for Christ to come. The Muslims are looking for their next great teacher, the Imam Mahdi. The Hindus are looking for Krishna to come. The Jews, of course, are looking for the Messiah. And the Buddhists are looking for the next Buddha. And they have the name right, Maitreya Buddha. And he comes to fulfill all of those prophecies in one person, because he can do that now. We have worldwide communication.
Well, you know, I've always said on Wage World, and you heard the introduction, that we talk to the most interesting people in the world. Today we're talking to Dick Larson, who is a volunteer for Share International, and I'm a little out of my league. I mean, what I know about some of this is, particularly astrology and things like that, is I live in a scorpion's nest, Dick. My partner is a Scorpio. My daughter's a Scorpio. My mother's a Scorpio. And, you know, I could make a long list. The woman who runs our New Orleans office is a Scorpio. So all I know about is Scorpios. And those are some great people, and you don't cross them, Dick. So if the age of Scorpio was coming, I'd be ready. Now, the age of Aquarius, you've already educated me on this. Well, if this is a real person, I'm surprised we don't see him on the front page of papers everywhere and know a lot about him.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with him. He had one appearance. There was a Christian teacher in Kenya named Mary Akatsa, who outside of Nairobi in the countryside, thousands of people would come and sit on the hillsides to hear her teach, and she healed people as well every weekend. And one weekend she was told she was going to have a visitor. This was in about 1990, and all of a sudden this man appeared standing next to her dressed completely in white. And the crowd immediately recognized him as Christ. They went, Jesu Christus, Jesu Christus. And he healed. He walked about 30 feet down into the crowd and healed people that were next to him, came back. He spoke for about 15 or 18 minutes in perfect Swahili, and then he left. Well, the editor of the Kenyan Times was there, and he took pictures. And they were published in the Kenyan Times the next day with the headline, "Did Jesus Appear in Nairobi?" Well, it wasn't Jesus. It was the teacher for the next age, and who works very, very closely with Jesus, by the way. They're best buddies, is my understanding. Well, all the networks picked that up. CNN had it. They all had it. All the major networks around the world picked that up, but it disappeared right away because nobody could explain it. See, what they do, they go to the Catholic Church or one of the rabbis or whoever is the church leader in that area to ask them to confirm it, and they can't because they don't know about him yet. And so when the media can't get something confirmed, they're not going to publish it. Now, that's the value of subscribing to Share International Magazine, which is a monthly publication. I'm not here to sell magazines or books, but we do publish the latest. He's been interviewing now on networks around the world as an ordinary person. And what's going to happen eventually is the media representing humanity are finally going to say, wait a minute, you know way too much to be an ordinary person. Who are you really? Who are you really? And when humanity asks him, demands to know who he is, then he will appear to the world all at one time on radio and television hooked up by satellites. That's what they're up there for. They're up there for this great event. And he will address humanity at that time and say, I am the teacher for the age. I am here to help. His first four priorities are food for everybody, housing for everybody, education for everybody, and health care for everybody. The basic needs of humanity have to be met before we can do anything else.
And well, I can't disagree with those priorities. That all sounds good. But look, Dick, how did you come to stumble into this? How long have you been involved in Share International?
I've been involved for about 28 years. A man named Benjamin Krem, who lived in London, he passed away this last year at the age of 94, has been traveling the world for almost 40 years giving out this information to try and prepare humanity for the teacher who comes, because the more we look forward to him coming, the sooner he can come. He cannot infringe our free will. That's one of the great laws of God, and humanity has free will. We make choices, and then we learn from our choices. That's how we learn and grow. We're not expected to make the right choice every time, but we are expected to learn from every choice, whether it's a wise choice or a poor choice. Well, he comes. And Benjamin Krem traveled the world, and he used to go to New York and then Los Angeles and then San Francisco every year. And one year I went to hear him speak. I was referred by a friend who knew about him, and I didn't understand most of what he said, but it did make sense to me, and I started subscribing to Share International. And then I bought one of his books, and oh man, it answered questions. I grew up a Christian. It answered questions that my religion couldn't answer for me, and it just made a lot of sense. It was like common sense to me. And so I started to read more, and I decided to volunteer for them and try to help. We're not disciples of Benjamin Krem or anything like that. That's the last thing he would have wanted. My job is to just get the information out there. And I want to tell your listeners before we get too far into this, please don't believe anything I say. Because
okay,
that would be
fair
blind
enough.
Belief. I can't recommend that to anybody because that would be blind belief. All I ask is that your listeners just try to keep an open mind a little bit, crack the window open a little bit, and see if any of what I say, maybe 10 or 20%, makes sense to them. Just run it through their life's experience and their common sense and see if any of it makes sense, and that's all I ask.
Well, and, you know, this is you're sort of my Christmas program here, but a little usually it's a lot about politics and organizing and this, that, and the other, but we were going to inject some spirituality. But now I'm trying to get my arms around this, Dick. Now, you said you were raised as a Christian. This is not a religion, so you could be a Christian and be listening to the world teacher. Am I getting this right?
Absolutely, and I am. Just like you could be a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jew, and still listen to the world teacher, because he's not going to teach religion at all. Religion has done its job and is still doing its job, but it's not, people aren't responding to it like they used to. People know there's got to be more information that's more relevant to daily life. A lot of people feel that way, and they're kind of hoping they'll get something like that. He comes to bring that information. He doesn't come alone. He comes with other great members of the spiritual kingdom. There are many of these great teachers. One of them that he's going to be coming with is Jesus. All the Christians are going to see Jesus on TV. This is the last pope. Jesus will take his rightful place on St. Peter's throne at the head of the Christian church. The largest church in the world is the Roman Catholic Church. And his job, as I understand it, is to get the church back on track. We've kind of, all of humanity, every religion has kind of lost our way. And he's going to point that out to us and help us get back on track. And there will be a teacher for each major religion, and Jesus will be the teacher for the Christian religion. It'll be a wonderful time because he'll be traveling to every country in the world, and we'll be able to ask him questions. Well, what did you mean when you said this in the Bible? You know, and so on. Did you really say this? It'll be a fabulous time for the Christians and for
everybody. I know everybody's going to want to see that loaves and fishes trick. Now, let me. One of the materials that was sent by ahead of the interview said that when Maitreya comes on TV and computers or whatever, he's not actually going to speak. You're going to hear this. Is it telepathically? Is that what I understood?
Yes. There are three ways that people will know that this is the world teacher, and then they can either follow his suggestions or not. He comes to make suggestions. He comes as a real teacher to help us dig our way out of this mess that we've made out of the world. And there are three ways that people will be able to recognize him. And I'll tell them right now so they'll know. Number one is what you just said, Wade. You said that you will see his face on TV, but his lips won't move. You will hear his words in your head in whatever your native language is. People all around the world, even workers in the field, people on ships, will hear his words in their head if they're 14 years older or older. We'll hear his words in their head. That's the first way you'll know it's him. It'll be a very odd experience. The second way you'll know it's him.
What does 14 years old have to do with it, Dick?
It has to do with the development of the chakras in the body, that they're not fully developed in people under the age of 14. And so there could be harm done to them. So they won't be able to fully experience. They'll have their own experience of it, but it won't be the full experience that adults will have. The second way they'll know it's him is that while he's speaking for 25, 45 minutes, however, nobody knows how long, while he's speaking, they will feel the love of God in their heart like they've never felt it before. A lot of Christians are afraid of the Antichrist. Trust the love of God in your heart. The Antichrist can't do that. There'll be a lot of people crying, and I'll probably be one of them. The third way they'll know it's him is that when he's done speaking, there'll be press reports from all around the world that while he was speaking, hundreds of thousands of people were miraculously healed. And in those three ways, you'll know that this is the teacher. Come to help us. He'll be with us for the next 2,000 years. He and some of the other masters of wisdom, they're called ascended masters or masters of the wisdom, there are about 40 of them that will be here with us for the next 2,000 years to give us suggestions in each aspect of life. There'll be masters in the arts, in government, in finance, in religion, in all the different...
And these will be people in human form?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
And they're going to live for 2,000 years?
Well, sure, because they come in bodies they made. So they can live for, you know, however long they want to. Humanity ourselves, we're going to live for a long time. We're going to ultimately get to a point where we can decide when we die, and we'll just lay down and give it up. But it will be much, much older than we are now. By the way, you said things may take a long time. It's my information that from the time the teacher comes forward, within 2 years, everybody on the planet will be fed. There will be no more starvation. The plans are already being developed behind the scenes by people who are inspired either consciously or subconsciously to do this work. But the plans are already there to distribute the food. Distribution is the problem. We've got a 12% per capita surplus of food in the world, but it isn't getting distributed to everybody. So those plans are already there. We're just not ready to implement them yet, and he will inspire us to do that and more.
We're talking to Dick Larson, who's a volunteer for Share International, and we're talking about some things that seemed a little hard to get a grip on, and, you know, part of it sounds a little bit wild and crazy, and some of it obviously would be, you know, great education, health, food for everybody, decent housing. Oh, mercy, do we fight for decent housing these days, but it's a little bit of a bridge to walk over for a lot of people, isn't it, Dick?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I'm called crazy all the time.
Well, there you go.
But that's okay. I can handle that. I just give out the information. And like I said, if 10% of it makes sense or if it gives people a little bit of hope, it will be fantastic. The teacher, one of the things that we've been told that the teacher will do is that he will give a short history of the world and show us where we lost our way. Then he will give us a glimpse of the brilliant future humanity has ahead of us to inspire us to take action. And so those are a couple of the things that we will actually experience in our mind's eye when he is talking to the whole world. But the problem right now for humanity is that we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten that we're not humans having spiritual experiences. We're spirits having a human experience. And that spirituality doesn't just apply to religion. It applies to politics and healthcare and business and education and the social life and the financial life. Finance, money is a great spiritual tool if it's used, you know, appropriately. What we've done, religion has cornered the market on spirituality, and that's unfortunate because it's an aspect of every part of our lives. And the masters come to give us a reawakening to the spiritual aspect in every area of our lives and to show us that we're all brothers and sisters of one humanity, that we need to treat each other that way. We need to take better care of each other. We're not doing it well. And they come to help us see that. Remember, cooperation and synthesis is the biggest part of the Aquarian energy, and we're seeing that transition start to flip over by the people that are marching in the streets, things like that.
Now, Dick, let me ask this. So if each one of these ages is a couple of thousand years, is that
right.
I've got that. What's the age? I mean, the age of Aquarius sounds pretty great, listening to you talk about it. What's the age that comes next after that, or is this the end of the role?
No. We keep going through the cycle of the 12 great constellations, so we'll just continue. It's the opposite direction of the astrology that you see in the papers. Our solar system doesn't sit still in cosmos. It moves in an orbit that takes about 26,000 years to make one circle. And in those 26,000 years, we spend about 2,250 years. It varies because the constellations aren't exactly evenly spaced apart. With each of the 12 constellations. You know, the symbol for Pisces is the fish. Jesus was the teacher who came to inaugurate the age of Pisces, and that's why you mentioned feeding the crowd with fish. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. There are all these fish analogies in the Christian Bible. That's why. It's no accident. Two symbols for Christianity, the cross and the fish. And most Christians can't tell you why it's the fish. Well, I'll tell you why. Because he was the teacher for the age of Pisces, and the symbol for Pisces is the fish. The symbol
for Aquarius
is the man. I'm sorry?
What age comes after Aquarius?
I think it's Capricorn, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Well,
I
guess we'll just have to worry about Aquarius for now, and then if it's Capricorn,
yes.
Let me tell you, if it's Cancer, I'm ready. I mean, I know what to do on that one because I've been schooled. But
whatever your horoscope is, whatever your alignment is, whatever your sign is, has nothing to do with the ages themselves.
Ah, I hear you. Okay.
So each age is for all of humanity. Yeah, it's real, but it's a whole different thing. When we were born does determine part of our personality and so on. part of our life. That my understanding is that is real because humanity is born in cycles. Everything is cycles, including how human beings are born. And we're born in different cycles because difference makes up the world. It's gotcha. The diversity of the world that will never go away. It will never go away. We'll just learn to work with each other. We'll start to accept each other more. It's going to be a wonderful. It's a great time to be alive. It's a privilege to be alive right now because we're being counted on to help the world transition into getting to be a better place to live.
Well, we can all agree that we're glad to be alive now, I'll tell you that. Now, on Share International, you mentioned you're one of, was it several thousand volunteers?
Right, about 4,000.
And are you all over the world, or a lot of you are in the United States and the U.K., or how does that share? Do you get to meet with other people who are volunteers with you, or how does it all work?
We do. We have a Western Hemisphere conference in San Francisco every year, where about 120 of us get together, 120 of us get together for a long weekend and go over some of the teachings that Benjamin Krem and the Ageless Wisdom have brought to us and get the latest information on, discuss the latest information on the world teachers coming out to the world. It's my information that we'll see them on TV within the next couple of years.
Huh.
This is going to happen in our lifetime for sure.
I hope it's not on cable. I hope it's on a regular station everybody gets. You know, we don't want anybody to miss out here. The now 714, are you in San Diego? Where is 714?
I'm in Orange County, right below
Orange
Los
County.
Angeles. Right.
Well, I know Orange County. My father was born and raised in Orange County. Orange, Santa Ana, and Tustin was where he was born. I know it well. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we're right below Santa Ana. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. I know that part of the country, but so is there anything, you know, when you and the other volunteers get together, if it's going to happen in a couple of years, are there special preparations you recommend?
Just letting people know. The biggest thing that can happen is that people start to hear about this, and at least a little 5% of them hopes it's true, hopes that there is going to be someone or more than one teacher coming to help us, to give us some tips on how to make the world a better place to live and how people around the world can have a bigger voice in what goes on in their lives. And that's exactly what's going to happen. If people can have a little hope, that helps the world teacher come forward quicker. He'll come forward first. We'll see him on television, hear him on radio, on all the networks, all the stations that at one time. And we will hear him, and then over time, the next thing you'll see is him and Jesus standing side by side on television. He'll say, "This is my beloved friend and great brother, the teacher Jesus." Jesus will say, "This is my good friend and great brother, the world teacher Maitreya." And we work together all the time. They're best buddies. And then we'll start to see the rest of the teachers will be introduced. There are 14 in the world right now, and they're in major cities around the world: Geneva, London, Paris. The one in Rome is Jesus. The Pope knows he's here, and a couple cardinals around the Pope know that he's here. They've been asked not to say anything because that would infringe free will. If the Pope said Jesus is here, most Catholics would believe it just because he said it. Isn't what they want. They want us to recognize them.
Look, we're running to the close of this, and I promised you I'd let you tell people this whole concept of Jesus is a best buddy. That's where we're going to have to think about here. We're right on the edge. But is there, if people have some questions or comments or want to reach out and find out more, is there an email or a website you want to give people?
Absolutely. There's a website, and it's www.share, S-H-A-R-E, I-N-T-L, which is short for international, shareintl.org, not .com, .org, www.shareintl.org. Tons of information. There's video. There's audio.
Dick, thanks so much. I've got to ring off here. This has been Wage World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard. And as Lucinda Williams sings, things you've never seen and will never forget. as the song goes, we say it loud, we say it on the air, we say it on the radio. Until next week, when we have Professor Josh Akers as our guest, talking about evictions and housing. We're going from way up in the clouds to way down on the ground. That's our guest. This is Wade Rathke from Wade's World.